2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
South is closed from I-15 to 700 West through mid-November as part of a road widening project. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
We don't have far to go to get to the high today. Expecting 53 and it's already 46 downtown.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 8 o'clock. It's Thursday, the 22nd day of October. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 45 degrees.
Crews removing the lane restriction on southbound 15 in Bountiful. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The hearings for Amy Coney Barrett. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has approved Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court, setting up a full floor vote before Election Day. Democrats boycotted this morning's meeting.
The boycott today, frankly, is a stunt to appease the left-wing activist base that's angry.
Republicans like Ted Cruz blasted Democrats for not showing up. Utah Senator Mike Lee spoke for about 15 minutes after the roll call vote was taken.
They nuked the filibuster again for partisan political reasons. And now they're trying to scuttle this meeting, this hearing, this vote for partisan political reasons. When it comes to the judiciary, abuse of power is their agenda. Now, the left seems to think that the Supreme Court exists for this purpose and that it exists to impose their very worst ideas onto the public, onto those recalcitrant members of the public, those people we call citizens who refuse blindly to go along with their entitled extremism. They want the court to empower abortion activists and woke performance artists, campus and corporate elites, and social media outrage addicts to tell everyone how to live without votes, without accountability, and without debate. Taking debatable matters and placing them beyond debate seems to be their formula. They don't want democracy. They don't want representative government. They want docility. And Judge Amy Coney Barrett is not going to give it to them.
Again, that's Senator Mike Lee within the last hour. The Senate Judiciary Committee has advanced Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination to the full Senate now. Republicans powered past a Democratic boycott of the session to keep her confirmation on track before Election Day.
The Senate has never confirmed a Supreme Court nominee so close to a presidential election. Senators plan to convene a rare weekend session for a procedural action ahead of a final confirmation vote expected on Monday.
Here locally, we're following a developing story in Davis County where the Highway Patrol says a construction worker was hit by a car along I-15. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has been following this story all morning long, joins us live now with the very latest on the investigation. Mary?
Tim, and it looks like these barrels are going to start being lifted. The restrictions lifted. I-15 southbound around north, 4th North in West Bountiful. This is where around 4 a.m. this morning, UDOT was working on a board sign, and a worker was getting back into the truck when a passing car clipped them. In fact, it sounds like the worker was hit in the head by the mirror on the car's driver's side. That UDOT worker taken to the hospital. We later found out the injuries are non-life-threatening. Live Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Murray police are investigating an apparent case of domestic violence that left a woman severely burned. It happened at a motel near 66 South and 9th East. Police say the victim was sent to the U of U Burns Center in critical condition with burns on 80% of her body. Her attacker is still at large, but he's not considered a threat to anyone else.
Later this morning, the Weber School District is expected to respond to the arrest of a Roy High School teacher accused of trying to entice and sexually exploit a minor.
According to court documents, 30-year-old Brady Glenn Allen faces felony counts of enticing and sexually exploiting a minor after meeting with what he thought was a 13-year-old child for sex. In an ongoing sting operation, that 13-year-old was actually a detective. Allen admitted to officers upon his arrest that he was the one who was talking to who he thought was a minor. Court documents show Allen had no criminal past in Utah outside of a couple of traffic violations. The Weber School District says they are aware of the arrest and don't believe any of the alleged acts described by investigators had anything to do with the school or any student. According to the Roy High School website, Allen taught digital media. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Colin Karchner started out doing parodies on his Instagram account, but he became an activist warning parents about the dangers of social media for kids. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas says Karchner has passed away unexpectedly.
Colin Karchner's Instagram account had 224,000 followers. The Deseret News reports he reached as many as 500,000 people touring the country and speaking about the dangers of social media. He says it can increase anxiety, depression, and even the risk of suicide for young people. In an op-ed column, he compared the danger to giving kids a loaded gun with no training. Karchner's family says he died of natural causes at the age of 40. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, we'll tell you why Italian police are destroying a number of expensive villas and warehouses.
And triple team traffic.
Well, those delays between Centerville and Bountiful should start to clear up now that all lanes are open. Still have backups, though, North 15 and Lehigh from a crash. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:05.
A deeper dive on Washington politics. The debate moderated by Kristen Welker, registered as a Democrat herself. Does that disqualify her? Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry. Weekdays, 12:30 till 3 on KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hey, this is Dan the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. It's our ultra-mega back-to-school blowout sale. We have hundreds of thousands of dollars of ultra-high-quality laptops and desktops on sale for up to 50% off the original prices. We've got demos, scratch and dents, trade-ins, and funny colored computers. It's crazy! Remember, you get a lifetime service guarantee on any PC Laptops brand computer. That means if you mess up your Windows or you get a virus or spyware, it's covered forever. Got an old yucky computer? No problem. We'll take it in on trade and we'll transfer all your pictures, music, and all your stuff to your PC Laptops computer for free. When you get your computer from PC Laptops, we'll make sure you're taken care of for a lifetime. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC Laptops desktop or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $799. PC Laptops, we love you!
This pandemic has taken away many things. It's robbed us from our day-to-day, kept us from our work and play, and erased our views of regular, standard, and normal. But it's taught us a lot as well, including what and who matters most. That's why it's more important than ever to help protect your loved ones from the flu this season. Make a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at smithsfoodanddrug.com/flu. At Smith's Health, we believe that your people are our people.
As a conservative, nothing is more important to me than ensuring that everyone, regardless of race, background, or beliefs, has a fair shot at the American dream. That chance for a better life begins in our schools, where great teachers connect our kids to economic opportunity. The future of our communities and our state depends on strong schools. That's why, as governor, I will improve funding for education.
Visit votecox.com to learn more. Paid for by Cox for Governor.
If you have higher than a 2.38% interest rate, call Associated Mortgage now, 943-1999. Best rates, best service, save thousands. 2.7% APR.
Well, as we mentioned a moment ago, Rome police are tearing down luxury villas and warehouses because they are linked to an infamous crime family.
About 100 police officers began tearing down the villas and warehouses this week, all belonging to the renowned Casa Monica crime group here in Rome. This summer, 20 members of the clan were arrested after two ex-wives turned informants. They're accused of trafficking and dealing drugs, racketeering and extortion, all with a mafia character. That's a specific crime here in Italy. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
The World Series is tied up at one game apiece after the Tampa Bay Rays took Game 2 last night, 6-4. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts is happy to have a day off today.
Off day, and then now we play two off. I think that this old format that we're used to is certainly welcomed by everyone.
This is the first day off in the middle of any baseball playoff series this year. Can you believe it? Previous rounds were played with no off days, including both league championship series, which went 7 games each.
Yeah, and this one's shaping up to be another good one. It's 8:09. Let's see how things are doing on the roads out there. If you're still making your way in, it's Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. What's it look like, Andy?
Well, we still have those delays in Centerville. We're waiting for them to clear out. But now that all the lanes are open near 400 North Bountiful, it shouldn't take that much longer. But the backups still start around Parrish Lane. A little bit of heavy traffic still, especially the right lanes as you go down from the Kaysville border towards Park Lane and Highway, the Legacy Parkway exit off I-15 near Lagoon. But I don't see any other delays coming south through Davis or Weber County. Eric?
Northbound I-15 continues to be a problem in Utah County between American Fork and Lehigh. In fact, if you're coming upon the 500 East exit and you need to keep going north, you might want to consider exiting right there because it won't be long before you're stuck in the backups. The brake lights extend all the way past Lehigh's Main Street where you got the crash that started it all. In fact, they're still clearing it up. The two right lanes are still blocked. Heather?
We have delays over on Bangor Highway northbound from 3500 south all the way up to the 201 freeway. The good news is the delays earlier on 5600 west have cleared up in that same area. But it looks like we have delays on I-80 as you head east between State Street and 700 east. We may have an accident in that area. We'll have to go check that out. But the east and west side belt routes are in pretty good shape. Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. Over 8,000 Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and we're cooling off today. Let's check the forecast with you, Kristen.
Partly cloudy today and temperatures much, much cooler. Expect a high of only 53 after highs in the mid-70s yesterday. That'll feel quite different. And then tonight, mostly clear skies, a low of 34. For your Friday, mostly sunny and 57.
We got a few clouds blocking that sun right now, 45 degrees downtown.
We'll preview the final presidential debate coming up in a moment and check what the 6 topics will be. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
We have some breaking news on KSL News Radio. We've learned an announcement will be made today about a settlement in the case of murdered U of U student-athlete Lauren McCluskey. Moments ago, the U of U confirmed a 10 o'clock news conference this morning will be held.
The school and McCluskey's parents are expected to participate in this announcement. Again, the U of U says Lauren McCluskey's parents have agreed to a settlement in their lawsuit. We'll have more on this at 8:30 and live coverage of the news conference at 10 o'clock on KSL News Radio.
Hey, let's talk Hondas for just a minute here and remind everybody that your chance, your opportunity to save like never before on the Honda of your choice is winding down. You need to take advantage of the year-end savings at virtually every model in their lineup of 2020 Hondas. And if you're thinking about an SUV, think about that Passport. It was named the best in class by Car and Driver with 280 horsepower, plenty of cargo room, everything you would think you would need in something that you're going to use on-road and occasionally off-road. But it also looks great, and it comes with 20-inch wheels and dual exhaust finishers that highlight what they like to say, the athleticism of the Passport. If you haven't looked at one lately, check out the Passport.
I've had a chance to drive the brand new Civic, the 2020 Civic from Ken Garf Riverdale. Thank you, Joey. And the big decision I'm trying to make, because I'm getting ready to give my old Accord to a son who's getting ready to drive, so it's my turn to get a newish Honda, is do I get the Accord, which I love to drive because it's so comfortable, or do I get the Civic, which has major performance? So that's how I think of the difference between the two of them. The Civic is just fun to drive. So if you drive a lot and you want something that's like turbocharged and fun and has performance, you go with the Civic. If you want something that's just comfortable, you go with the Accord. That's my decision. But you go test drive them both.
Yeah, and besides that, the younger son wants to inherit the Civic. So, Dave, the more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
As our nation battles a pandemic and economic downturn, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Utah is fighting for your voice to be heard. From preventing cuts to Social Security to protecting Medicare to lowering prescription drug prices, you deserve to cast your vote on the issues that matter to you, and AARP Utah is here to help. We want to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans, from working parents to family caregivers to seniors in nursing homes, can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about how AARP Utah is fighting to protect voters 50 and over and how to make your voice heard this November, visit aarp.org/Utah Votes. That's aarp.org/Utah Votes. Paid for by AARP.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. In the New York headquarters of one of the 50 largest companies in the world, the employees know the peril of riding up and down on the elevator. Eventually, you'll ride with the CEO. He's going to the top, all the way up, and he'll be asking the same question. Not how's it going, or the weather, or the sports. He asked, read any good books lately? Now, no is the wrong answer. Yes, and a good book suggestion is the right answer. This CEO often credits his latest good read to an employee. It also sends a powerful cultural message about the value of knowledge well presented. Learn more about great leadership in an online MBA program at Utah State University. Go to HuntsmanMBA.com. That's HuntsmanMBA.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
If you tuned into the show yesterday, you heard the Salt Lake City Police Department admit 50-minute response times are unacceptable. Now the police union calling us live to explain why that 50 minutes may get even longer. Today on Dave Andujanovic.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know coming up later today on KSL News Radio. First, the University of Utah has reached a settlement with the parents of Lauren McCluskey. McCluskey was murdered 2 years ago by an ex-boyfriend she had previously reported for stalking and threatening behavior. We expect to learn more about that settlement in a 10 o'clock news conference, and we'll have live coverage during Dave and Dujanovic on KSL News Radio.
Second, Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is still on track to be confirmed before Election Day. The full Senate is now scheduled to vote on her nomination on Monday. Boyd Matheson will have more coming up during Inside Sources at 11.
And third, treat Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News like a debate pregame show this afternoon from 3 to 7. Our live coverage of the second and final presidential debate will begin at 7 on KSL News Radio, and of course we'll also carry it on the KSL News Radio app.
Your voice, your vote. The presidential debates. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The second and final presidential debate takes place tonight in Nashville, Tennessee. ABC's Inez De La Quatera joins us now live with more. Do we know what the topics will be for tonight, Inez?
So they are expected to talk about a number of topics, but one of the ones that they won't be talking about is foreign policy. And we've seen President Trump kind of railing against that, saying that that should be one of the most important topics. We expect, you know, things like coronavirus, economic relief to the millions of Americans who've lost their jobs. Those will probably be the focus of this debate, this final debate that will be held in Nashville after the second debate had to be canceled, after President Trump was diagnosed with COVID and then declined to debate Joe Biden virtually. What's interesting about this debate in particular is they're not exactly changing the rules, but they are taking measures to ensure that the candidates don't talk over each other in the same way that they did the first time around. So the candidates will still get 2 minutes each to respond to the moderator's questions, but each candidate's mic will be muted while the other answers. So that will ensure there are no interruptions. And then there will be a portion of time where both candidates have their mics on that they can actually have a discussion.
Some of the ABC reporting this morning has sort of painted it as a make-or-break moment for the Trump campaign, but boy, the Biden campaign earlier this week came out and want everyone to know that this race is a lot closer than a lot of the national polls would indicate. And if you look at Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, a lot of these states now are within a margin of error. So it's big for both sides.
It's big for both sides. It's been interesting to see how each side has either downplayed or you know, upplayed these polls that we're seeing that show Biden in the lead. The Biden campaign really trying to insist that they're trying to get people not to get complacent. So they're insisting that things are closer than you know, we are led to believe. And on the flip side, the Trump campaign insists that they're doing much better. So interesting to see how both sides have tried to kind of paint that. As far as the debate, we know that Joe Biden is hunkering down in Delaware. He's been mostly off the trail this week to prepare for the debate. While President Trump is reportedly not preparing or barely preparing, he's not attending any debate prep, and he has been on the campaign trail. So it's also interesting there to see how Joe Biden seems to be taking this maybe more seriously than President Trump, who very much seems to have his focus on campaigning, on winning those swing states. But the mood inside the Trump campaign seems to be that this debate won't necessarily change anything.
I know we have to let you go, but I just wonder, do you know whether the candidates have to do a COVID test before the debate begins?
That's a great question. I'm not 100% sure on that front. Actually, I would assume so. I know that was part of the discussion earlier on. Given, I know last, you know, the first debate, they certainly did have to take a test, and there were issues because President Trump arrived too late to take the test, and there were questions over whether he might have had COVID at that point in time. That has yet to be cleared up, since the White House refused to say when President Trump had last tested negative before his diagnosis. So I would expect that this time around they will be getting a test again. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm sure that information's out there, and I would expect that that's the case, yeah.
Yeah, that's my expectation, too. We appreciate your coverage, not just today, but every day you're reporting. ABC's Inez de la Cotera joining us on The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
8:19, let's check Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Andy?
Amanda, as you head through the Salt Lake Valley this morning, it's been pretty good on I-15 up to this point. We are seeing some eastbound delay on 90 south coming over towards I-15 from West Jordan's side. Not really been a problem on 72nd. South, of course, the closure is westbound, and most people are coming toward the freeway this morning, but it doesn't seem like there's any extra backup in Midvale this morning as a result of that. Eric?
Two right lanes continue to be blocked. Northbound I-15 at Lehigh's Main Street, where you have a crash being cleaned up, and it's taken a while, too, and that means the delays are still there. Before you get to the Pioneer Crossing exit, that's where you're going to first come to a halt. I don't want to say a screeching halt. Let's not do that. But you are going to come to almost a stop before you even get to that exit. Heather?
We are looking at good speeds right now. Southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake. The earlier delays in the Bountiful area have cleared now that all the lanes are open. But we are dealing with a possible rollover crash on I-80. This is eastbound right at the 700 East exit. That exit ramp to 700 East is shut down right now. And it's a texter that tells us it's because a truck rolled, but we cannot see that crash on camera right now. Traffic backed up from State Street over to 700 East. This year has had enough surprises. Make sure your furnace isn't one of them. Have it inspected by a licensed contractor, ensuring it runs safely and efficiently all winter. A message from Dominion Energy. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Kristen Van Dyke has had an eye on what looks like the changing weather for you today as we begin your 7-day forecast.
Cold front for today brings temperatures down by 20 degrees. Expect a high of 53 after highs in the mid-70s yesterday. That'll feel quite different. And then for tonight, mostly clear with a low of 34. For your Friday, more sunshine and pretty mild in the afternoon, but still cooler, a high of 57. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now it's 45 downtown. If you're not already following KSL News Radio on Instagram, you should, because I enjoy all of the pictures they have and the stories they do. Like the one they did yesterday on the stories, the question was, are you more or less likely to watch or listen to the debate now that the microphones can be muted? And of those who answered, 117 said more, 37 said less, and 120 said it has no effect whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I wonder what your answer is out there.
I mean, the mic's going to be muted for all of 2 minutes while they respond. And then they're going to open it up.
Right.
And they're going to be able to go back and forth.
But it's the first 2 minutes, so you get to actually give your initial answer to the question. So for me, I guess it's important to let the person answer the question, and then you have back and forth.
Yeah, and we'll see how many answers to the questions we get.
Yeah, that's true. They don't always answer the question.
Usually there's a little pivot that goes on somewhere in there.
Right.
But we'll have it for you tonight, whichever way it goes, 7 o'clock. And again, not just here on KSL News Radio, but also on the KSL News Radio app. And Jeff Kaplan gets you there between 3 and 7 o'clock this afternoon.
Rescue, redemption, recovery, reentry. That's what happens at the rescue mission of Salt Lake City.
My name's India.
My name is Kelly.
So I was a heroin addict.
I was living in my car.
And I decided it was time that I got help.
You don't know what to expect.
The rescue mission of Salt Lake does not accept any federal, state, or city funding. Everything is wholly supported through your generous tax-deductible contributions, along with donations of our friends and supporters.
You have a bed. You have a shower. We get everything
that we need.
87% of every dollar goes to the Rescue Mission Services. The other 13%? Hard costs to run the mission building itself.
Like, I have that hope now.
Thank goodness.
From the recovery program to a place to lay your head at night. And meals served every morning, afternoon, and evening all year long. As well as food boxes for families in need. The Rescue Mission needs our help.
Like a new life, that newfound hope.
That's what I'm grateful for.
Find out how at RescueSaltLake.org.
It's not just all the bankruptcies, unpaid bills, and delinquent taxes strung across the country.
Or Burgess Owens' ties to QAnon, his plagiarism, or his questionable payment of charitable funds to himself and family.
Just as troubling is Mr. Owens' views on the issues.
Burgess Owens wants to disband the Department of Education, costing Utah schools millions and ending all federal scholarships and loans.
Owens said he'd repeal health care for thousands of Utah families, ending guaranteed coverage for pre-existing conditions.
Burgess even supports nuclear weapons testing in Utah, exposing us again to radioactive fallout.
Burgess Owens isn't from Utah, doesn't understand Utah, doesn't even own a home in Utah. He's just using Utah.
Burgess Owens just can't be trusted with our kids' education, our health, or our money.
I'm Ben McAdams, a candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Ben McAdams.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
My name's Nora, and I had a trucking company. Everything was in my name, and I had a foul bankruptcy. And I owed the IRS a bunch of money that I didn't think I'd ever get out of. And it took a while to get all this squared away, but it just put me in a bad situation.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
I owed $30,000 in taxes, and it was on machinery that I had to get rid of.
You need someone to fight for you.
We went down there and talked to Wilcox.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
I felt like I have somebody on my side. I finally owed, it was like $3,000, and I thought, we can handle that. If it wasn't for them, I would still be in a mess.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Jordan Wilcox can help. Go to TaxHelpUT.com.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. The video streaming app Quibi is calling it quits just 6 months after it was launched. The service was designed to provide short videos to people on smartphones. The service was backed by NBC, Disney, Viacom, and a host of Hollywood stars, but the company says it had a hard time finding customers.
All right, looks like the markets have taken a turn here. The Dow now down about 80 points after being up about 50. The S&P 500 is off 8. The NASDAQ also in the red this hour by 50 points.
If you're just walking out the door, we will check what's ahead of you on the roads. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
We know Ben McAdams voted with Nancy Pelosi's liberal agenda 85% of the time. And when McAdams was tasked with serving on a commission to investigate religious persecution, helping men and women of faith who were being tortured by a communist regime, Ben McAdams' own lawyers admitted he skipped key meetings. He didn't even show up. McAdams sides with Nancy Pelosi and the liberals in Congress. He's too weak to stand up to China. And now he's supporting Joe Biden, who plans to raise taxes by $4 trillion. But that's not surprising, because when McAdams was mayor, he approved increasing property taxes annually by $9.4 million. Ben McAdams, falling in line with Pelosi, too weak to stand up to China, and a proven record of raising our taxes. We can't risk or afford Ben McAdams in Congress. Paid for by Congressional Leadership Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.congressionalleadershipfund.org. Congressional Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
The final presidential debate is Thursday at 7.
We've got the most energy in the history of politics.
As my coach used to say in college, it's go time.
Special coverage on Utah's morning news and throughout the day. Listen 3, 4, 5 times a day to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Coming up on 829, it's Triple Team Traffic, again brought to you this morning by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And for that, we start with Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, traffic is, we've got a crash on I-80 eastbound right before the 7th East exit. By where it is, it looks like the crash is blocking the 7th East exit off of I-80 eastbound. Delays stretching back to State Street. And then, of course, yeah, people having to go up to 1300 East in order to exit the freeway because they can't do it at 7th East. And then we have a minor southbound crash, I-15 near 72nd South. That one's off to the far left, not really affecting traffic. Eric?
Well, if you're northbound on I-15 Utah County, for the most part, it's pretty good. For instance, Provo up through Pleasant Grove, that's all in good shape. But once you move past the 500 East exit, you're in for some slowdowns if you're still northbound on the freeway. That's because of a crash at the Lehigh Main Street exit. Right near there, you've got two right lanes still being blocked while they try to clean that up. Very slow to get up to that point. Heather?
Well, the freeways up through Weber and Davis County are traveling at speed right now. Some of the city streets, though, just a bit congested. One of those is Main Street, both northbound and southbound between Bountiful and Centerville, and also 5600 South in Hooper. Need new appliances? Visit Durden's Appliance on 5th South in Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price. Try before you buy in 9 custom kitchens. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And how cool do we stay today? Let's check the temperatures now. Back to you, Kristen.
Expect some big changes today. Temperatures dropping by 20 degrees, partly cloudy skies and a high of 53. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies and a low of 34. For your Friday, mostly sunny skies and still a little bit cool. Expect a high of 57 and then more changes this weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 45 degrees.
Crash on I-80 backing traffic up towards State Street. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We start this half hour with breaking news at the U of U, where a settlement has been reached between the school and the parents of a murdered student athlete.
The Lauren McCluskey case began 2 years ago when she first reported threatening behavior from a former boyfriend. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, we've been told those settlement details will be released at 10 this morning, and the University of Utah President Ruth Watkins will join the parents of Lauren McCluskey to talk about it. 2 years ago this month, Lauren was shot and killed outside her dorm at the U of U. She was a student athlete on the track team, about 6 months away from graduating. She met Melvin Rowland at a downtown bar, found out he was lying to her about his background. It grew to stalking and abuse and extortion. Her family sued, saying police did not do enough when Lauren reached out to them for help. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Well, as Mary just told you, the U of U will hold that news conference at 10 o'clock this morning to talk about the settlement, and Lauren McCluskey's parents are expected to be there. We'll have live coverage on KSL News Radio during Dave and Dujanovic.
Debbie Dujanovic has been following this story closely for 2 years and joins us live with her thoughts ahead of the news conference. Debbie, at times, I guess the U of U and McCluskey's parents seemed very far apart on a potential settlement.
Well, in fact, settlement negotiations fell through on the first lawsuit, and then the McCluskey's filed a second multi-million dollar lawsuit. I mean, the University of Utah was facing tens of millions of dollars in lawsuits here from the McCluskey family. And I think what this is going to show us today, and my hope is that what Lauren's legacy will become is one for change, for public safety and improved public safety on campuses, not only at the University of Utah, but across Utah, because we all know the story all too well now that Lauren had contacted the University of Utah police over and over and over and over again, some 20 times, and that, you know, Mrs. McCluskey, Jill McCluskey, has often stated that her daughter's calls and cries for help were ignored by the police department. With both sides being at this news conference today, it tells me that a settlement's been reached for improved safety on campus. And hopefully now we'll see some major, major changes. Although you would say we've already, you know, implemented some changes, I think the McCluskeys would agree with me to say more could be done.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't get monetary explanations today, but we certainly could find out about some changes that the U of U will make.
I think you're right, Tim. I mean, certainly there's going to be a monetary, settlement, I would think. But more importantly for all students at the University of Utah, there's got to be ongoing changes, and also, audits. of what's going on up there regarding how they're handling public safety on campus.
Yeah, we'll look forward to your coverage of that. The press conference happening right in the middle of Dave and Dujanovic, and they'll be here, by the way, at the top of the hour on KSL.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has advanced Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court. A full vote is now expected to happen on Monday.
ABC's Devin Dwyer says Democrats protested by not showing up for the committee vote this morning.
Highly unusual. I mean, we haven't seen in modern times Democrats not show up to vote for a nominee to the Supreme Court. Democrats have been pretty firm in saying that this is unprecedented in its speed. This nomination, if she is in fact confirmed Monday or early next week, would be one of the fastest in modern history, just about 30 days. The average is 70.
The nomination was approved with 12 Republicans voting for it, 10 Democrats obviously not present.
President Trump and Democratic challenger former Vice President Joe Biden are set to square off in their final debate tonight. Some Trump advisors are urging him to trade his aggressive demeanor for a lower-key style, hoping Biden will get himself in trouble with verbal gaffes. There were supposed to be three debates, but the second was canceled after Trump got COVID-19 and then objected to the resulting revised format. Our coverage of the debate begins at 7 o'clock tonight on KSL News Radio and the KSL News Radio app.
A multi-state lawsuit aimed at overturning the Affordable Care Act was just one of the many points of disagreement between the candidates running for Utah Attorney General.
No one's going to have their health insurance coverage taken away. The court's not going to allow that. No,
they're
not,
Greg. Of course they are.
Let me finish.
If you do away with the Affordable Care Act, there won't be affordable care. Don't say that.
Greg,
you're lying. Don't say that.
No, absolutely.
During their only debate, Republican incumbent Sean Reyes and Democratic challenger Greg Skordas also sparred over the issues of police reform and Black Lives Matter.
Coming up on KSL, the latest on the UDOT worker who was hit along I-15 this morning in Davis County.
Plus, we'll check your triple team traffic.
Got a crash eastbound I-80 blocking the 700 East exit ramp in Salt Lake City. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:35.
Your morning companion for news and conversation.
The Commission on Presidential Debates announced new rules.
Yes, mute the mics. Give them a chance to talk.
David Dujanovic, 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
I'm Nora O'Donnell in Washington, D.C.
This is the moment.
The role of a journalist is to open the window into another world of experience. I feel an incredible responsibility. We have to make sure that we're right, that we're fair, but also bring Americans a greater understanding and hopefully bring Americans closer together. That's why I wanted to become a journalist.
The CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, weeknights on CBS.
This is the moment.
After 50 years in business, Century Lighting is closing their doors. Through November 30th, save 60% on all items in stock. Visit Century Lighting in Ogden, Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5.
Thanks for riding along this morning here on KSL. In case you're just joining us, the Senate confirmation hearing this morning did pass along to the full Senate the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett for the open seat on the Supreme Court. We'll keep an eye on that story for you throughout the morning.
Murray police say a woman was critically burned in an apparent case of domestic violence early this morning at a motel. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has the very latest on the investigation.
Just before 3 o'clock this morning, Murray police were called to the Studio 6 Motel at 975 East, 6600 South. They found a woman who had been badly burned. Sergeant Alicia Richmond says they're looking for a male suspect.
Suspect is identified.
but he is not in custody at this point. We don't know where he's at.
Police say they don't know if a flammable liquid had been used to set the victim on fire, but she was burned over about 80% of her body. She was taken to the University of Utah Hospital Burn Center. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The Highway Patrol now says a construction worker that was clipped by a car along I-15 southbound in West Bountiful this morning was taken to the hospital but does have non-life-threatening head injuries. The driver did stop and is cooperating with the investigation.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released new guidance on its definition of close contact. The CDC is now warning that people who spend 15 minutes total within 6 feet of an infected person over the course of 24 hours should consider quarantining.
The total amount of time he spent with each of them separately added up to just over 15 minutes, but not all at one time.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Yvonne Maldonado tells us the new guidance comes from a look into how a prison guard contracted the virus from inmates after only spending short periods of time with them. 8:39, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Andy?
And we've still got that rollover crash. It does appear a truck is on its side on eastbound 80 on the 700 East exit ramp. Traffic is backed all the way in all lanes back to State Street. Probably going to poke back as far as I-80 here soon. 1300 East or State Street, your only options to exit off eastbound I-80 with the 7th East exit closed. Eric?
Looks like they've finally cleared up that crash northbound I-15 in Lehigh, Lehigh's Main Street, where for a long time it's blocking two right lanes. Right now, the delays are still in place, but hopefully that'll shake out. Right now, you'll run into the brake lights before you get to the Pioneer Crossing exit in American Fork. Down in Orem at 800 North, the on-ramp to go northbound 15, you've got a crash there. That's over on the left shoulder. Heather?
The city streets in Ogden, Sunset, and between Bountiful and Centerville are a bit congested right now. But if you're hopping on a freeway, you've got good speeds, whether you take I-15 northbound or southbound, I-84 through the mountains, and Legacy Parkway to the West Side Belt to the airport in great shape as well. Grow your money with Wasatch Credit Association. Earn 3.5% interest rate, fixed term, no fee certificates with interest paid quarterly. Learn more at wasatchcredit.com. Wasatchcredit.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Back to Kristen Van Dyke now with a look at a much cooler day.
For today, you will notice it feeling quite a bit cooler. We'll have partly cloudy skies and a high of only 53 degrees. It's a 20-degree temperature drop. And then tonight, mostly clear with a low of 34. By Friday, mostly sunny skies and still a bit cool with a high of 57. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Poor sun just can't break through those clouds yet downtown. It's 45 degrees.
Carpooling in the time of coronavirus. How do you do that? Let's find out more in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us. Coming up next to 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for making Tim and Amanda part of your morning here on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Congressman John Curtis gets things done for Utah. Since being elected, 7 bills signed by the president.
Instead of just talking about it, why don't we go out there and show them?
Ah, okay. Like passing the Small Business Access to Capital and Efficiency Act that helps local businesses grow. Or introducing the Rural Broadband Permitting Efficiency Act that expands high-speed internet access to all Utah's counties.
Don't forget about the Endangered Fish Recovery Program's Extension Act that protects our precious resources.
Right, but it's not just about what John has done, but what he's stopped. Introduce laws to suspend pay to Congress if the government shuts down. And voted over 20 times against irresponsible spending.
We got to go faster if we're going to fit it all in.
Okay. 177 town hall meetings held. Rode 53 miles on the clean air bike tour and passed the most sweeping public lands bill in decades.
I'm John Curtis, and I approve this message.
Because John Curtis gets things done for Utah. Paid for by Curtis for Congress.
When you want a brand new kitchen, there's nothing to it. There's a brand new way to do it. 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
Rochelle talks about her experience with 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
It was a wonderful experience. I had heard about them on the radio. They come out to your house. They let you know what they do. They let you pick out your features, your colors, and then they come into your home. The morning they start, they walk you through this is what's going to happen, and you leave for a few days, and you come home, and it's done.
Was it easy?
It made it easy because you're not in the middle of a mess. for 2 or 3 months. Left on a Tuesday morning, and it was done on a Thursday night. We came home Friday morning early because we were so excited.
What was your reaction when you first saw it?
Wow. Wow.
It's about time.
3 days or less.
At 3 Day Kitchen and Bath.
Burgess Owens is running to represent us in Congress, but his record should make Utahns run in the other direction. Owens said he'd repeal our health care, throwing over 200,000 Utah residents off their health care and ending health care protections for people with pre-existing conditions like asthma or cancer. And while Utah families are still suffering from increased cancer rates due to decades of nuclear testing in Nevada, Owens called for restarting nuclear testing. That's right. Owens said he absolutely supported it. But that's not all. Owens has a decades-long history of bad judgment, filing for bankruptcy 6 times across multiple states and hundreds of thousands in unpaid taxes. The record is clear. Utah should run from Burgess Owens. Paid for by House Majority PAC, thehousemajoritypac.com, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. House Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
If you tuned into the show yesterday, you heard the Salt Lake City Police Department admit 50-minute response times are unacceptable. Now the police union calling us live to explain why that 50 minutes may get even longer. Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
I would imagine the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line will remain busy most of the day today as we lead up to debate time. Keep it coming, if you can do so safely, at 575-00. KSL News Time, 845. The three things you need to know coming up later today on KSL News Radio. First, the University of Utah is going to hold a news conference to announce a settlement in the Lauren McCluskey case. Police say McCluskey was murdered 2 years ago by an ex-boyfriend. Her parents sued the school over safety concerns, and the police investigation itself will have live coverage of that news conference scheduled for 10 o'clock.
Second, a brutal case of domestic violence is under investigation this morning in Murray. A woman is at the U of U Burn Center in critical condition, and her attacker is still on the run. We'll have an update on the investigation during Utah's Noon News.
And third, of course, make sure you treat Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News like a debate pregame show this afternoon from 3 to 7. We'll start our live coverage of the second and final presidential debate at 7 o'clock here on KSL News Radio, and you can listen on the KSL News Radio app.
Time now for KSL's top national stories.
The GOP-led Senate Judiciary Committee having the votes to advance the nomination of Supreme Court pick Amy Coney Barrett to the full Senate for a vote next week. Democrats, though, boycotted the process and were no-shows. Members replacing photos in their seats of Americans they say will suffer if the Supreme Court nullifies the Affordable Care Act. A case goes before the Supreme Court a week after the election. Barrett could be the deciding vote. ABC's Terry Moran says the whole process marks a big change from the past.
Up until 2017, senators could filibuster, could insist that the Senate vote with 60 votes to confirm a Supreme Court justice. And that forced people to talk to each other. That forced a serious examination of the nominee and of the conscience of each senator. That's all gone. Democrats blew it up for lower court justices in 2013, and then Republicans blew it up in 2017 to put Neil Gorsuch on the court. So we're in a different era.
I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Health officials in multiple states are putting out warnings about carpooling in the age of COVID.
We get more from ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez.
Whether it's getting the kids to practice or school or commuting to work with colleagues, carpooling is a popular option. But is it safe in the time of COVID?
They're shedding virus in their mouth and their nose, and they're speaking and talking. And in a small car, that individual is certainly going to transmit virus to the members of that car.
Experts advise on how to make it less risky.
And experts say just lowering the window isn't enough. You also have to mask up.
And while wearing a mask is key, there are other ways to cut some risks, like staying in the same carpool cluster.
Your additional contacts lead to potential risk. So if you maintain the same contacts, you will reduce your own risk and the risk of spreading to others.
The CDC also recommends setting the air conditioning or heat in the car on non-recirculation mode. This way, you're bringing fresh air inside the car to dilute any possible virus particles in the air. And make sure to use hand sanitizer or wash your hands after leaving the car. The same guidelines also apply for ride shares. But the CDC adds, when in a ride share, sit as far as possible from the driver, like in the rear seat diagonally across from the driver.
When you think about sort of the ways in which we're preventing transmission, it's not just one or the other. It's a multi-layered strategy.
So again, if you're carpooling, just try to stick with the same group of people. Don't mix it up. And if you decide to drink some water or eat some snacks, right now it is perfectly acceptable not to share.
Yeah, there'll be no sharing. No, can I have a sip of that? No, you can't have a sip of that.
I've never had a formal carpool, but I can tell you I don't think we'd be swapping water bottles along the way.
Yeah, and if you have kids, no sharing sippy cups. Okay, that's not happening. The in-depth at 15 and 45.
All right, it's 8:49. Let's see how things are going out there. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. The reason I haven't had a carpool, by the way, nobody wants to drive into work with me at 3:30 in the morning. Imagine that. Andy Farnsworth, we do have a couple of problem spots.
Yes, and eastbound I-80, the 700 East exit is closed because of a truck that's rolled on the ramp, and so traffic has to stay on I-80, so we're seeing extra delay on the 13th East exit as people trying to exit into Sugar House, and I'm seeing it looks like more delays along 2700 South as well as 3300 South as people head from 13th East back towards 7th East since they weren't able to exit the freeway. But the main flow delays that we had initially, I-80 between State and 7th East, have thinned out somewhat for now. Eric?
Those northbound I-15 delays in Utah County almost entirely gone now, only minutes after they cleared that crash. And right now, you just have a smidgen of slowdowns as you roll past the accident site, the former accident site, I should say, at Lehigh's Main Street. The rest of I-15 continues to look solid in Utah County. And getting over to the freeway, no problems from Highway 6 down south to Timpanogos Highway up north. Heather?
We're at good speeds right now. I-15 both northbound and southbound between Ogden and downtown Salt Lake. Same story on US 89 and Legacy Parkway. And if you're choosing to go through the mountains into Morgan or from Morgan to Ogden, I-84 is moving freely as well. Do you have your own construction equipment? Diamond Rental can provide service, repair, and maintenance plans. From aerial inspections and training to generator service, Diamond Rental can help keep your equipment working for you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast. How cool do we stay? Back to you, Kristen.
Thanks, guys. Big changes ahead. Your 7-day forecast looking quite a bit cooler. Today, 53, and then down to 34 tonight. For tomorrow, 57 degrees, down into the upper 30s Friday night. Another cold front this weekend brings clouds on Saturday and a chance for showers late Saturday night into Sunday. By Sunday, a high of 40 and then down into the mid-20s Sunday night. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
That's football weather, Tim, is what that is.
That's what that is.
Right now, it's 45 downtown.
We were talking about football weather the other day. Now that the Pac-12 is going to start and the first home game for the Utes will be November 7th, normally they'd be wrapping up, you know, the season by mid-November. And now you're going to be starting a season in mid-November. What are those? Like, they announced the other day that the Colorado game, which happens in Colorado in December, is going to be happening at 8:30 at night.
Those guys are tough.
Pop, 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 pop. What do you think the temperatures are going to be for that ball game?
I think this is one of the times. This is one of the only reasons why fans might not mind being in the stands. It's like, it would have been cold being there right now.
I'm going to keep this space heater right next to me and this blanket. All right, we'll see how the markets are doing as we get ready to wind down this morning commute for Thursday. Money news is coming up next.
The autumn leaves are already falling. Soon the holidays will be here. Skip the holiday rush and visit Shane Company today for extraordinary gifts in every price range. As your friend in the jewelry business, we're going above and beyond to make shopping safer. In our store, we're taking extra precautions, including temperature screenings, mandatory masks, and social distancing. We've also installed a new air purification system. Why not enjoy a Sunday drive to see our huge selection of fine jewelry? Experience the sparkle of our diamonds, the vivid colors of our sapphires, our lustrous pearls. You'll both see and feel the quality of our superior craftsmanship. You can also book an appointment with a jewelry consultant and meet either virtually or in store. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company, and ShaneCo.com.
This is Joe Cordell with the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. If you're a man and you need help with a family law matter, time may be of the essence. While most family law courts did not fully close due to the COVID virus, most slowed down dramatically, focusing primarily on emergency matters. The result, as you might predict, is a backlog of cases for courts to work through as they resume their normal schedules. So filing early may be advantageous. But don't just rush forward. First, be sure your goals are realistic, that the cost makes sense. You likely have other questions. In other words, this means we should talk. You can meet with us by phone, video, or in person. Remember, Cordell & Cordell has years of experience helping guys just like you with issues just like these. After all, this is what we do.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield. 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and it's a real pleasure to be able to tell you about Stedman's. This is where my son Ian bought his four-wheeler. That was last November. This is where Dee and I bought our Polaris side-by-side just in the last couple of months. You know, the Stedmans, they've been serving Utah for over 50 years, and riding, it's part of the Stedman DNA. And you can enjoy your recreational vehicles year-round here in the state of Utah. They have the largest selection of Honda, Polaris, Yamaha, Beta machines. It's easy to get the perfect machine that will fit your needs. ATVs, side-by-sides, dirt bikes, street bikes. They have a great service department for the tune-ups, new tires, accessories, whatever you need. It was Bruce and Nolan that sold their very first motorcycle back in the 1960s. That was when I was doing radio out in Tooele years ago, and now the boys, Russ, Dave, and Kirk, son-in-law Greg, they are all there. When you go into Stedman's, you're going to be working with the owners. You're going to love the experience. Stedman's in Tooele.
Need new appliances? Visit Durden's Appliance on 5th South in Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price. Try before you buy 9 custom kitchens. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Boy, the losses are building at U.S. Airlines and the numbers are staggering. American Airlines this morning said it lost $2.4 billion in the third quarter alone. Southwest Airlines reported a loss of $1.16 billion.
The CEO of ExxonMobil says job cuts are coming for employees in the U.S. and Canada. The CEO says the coronavirus pandemic has resulted in a devastating cut to oil demand.
And Harley-Davidson has started recalling some of its LiveWire electric motorcycles because a software issue can cause the powertrain to shut down and not restart. Customers with the recalled bikes will be notified and evidently get a free software upgrade.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment and see what the markets are doing. The Dow is down 45 points. That's shy of 0.2%. We're at 28,165. The S&P is down 5.9. That's also shy of 0.2%. And the NASDAQ's down 69.7. That's about 0.6%.
Give us a minute. We'll come back and see how the roads are doing as we wrap up this morning commute.
We're talking with Jake Runyon from Magellan HCM. Jake, the one idea that employers have the most control over is allowing insurance carriers to fight for their business, forcing them to compete, and therefore offering the best coverage at the lowest costs. True?
Exactly.
So why is it most insurance brokers will only look at the same 3 or 4 carriers every year?
For a broker to shop every carrier in Utah requires a lot of man hours. Also, not all brokers are appointed with all the carriers in Utah, which means they can't access certain markets.
Well, isn't it kind of the goal to get all these quotes and kind of figure out what's what so you can save some money?
Yep, absolutely, that's the goal.
So most employers?
Most employers that I talk to at best are seeing 3 or 4 different options when they analyze their insurance plan at renewal.
So what about Magellan?
Magellan will outline all the information up front that we're gonna need from you. Then we'll take the time to shop your insurance plan with all applicable carriers and then show you a side-by-side comparison for you to review.
Competition makes it better and more affordable.
It's capitalism at its best.
Yes, sir, it is.
Giving all the carriers a chance to fight for your business ensures that you and your employees are getting the most value from your premium dollars. It's that simple.
So you really do shop all the carriers?
Our policy is to shop every employer with every carrier every year. We do our best to make the process as simple as possible and do much of the heavy lifting for you.
Well, we know about the employer, but what about the employee's standpoint? What can we do?
Most employers share the cost of their benefits with their employees.
Yeah.
If you're an employee and the cost of your benefits feels too high, or it feels like your benefits keep getting watered down year after year, gently encourage your employer to have us shop your plan with all Utah carriers. Again, there's only potential savings to be had by doing it, both for you and for the company.
Okay, Jake, this is me gently hinting. How does the employer find out all about this?
Easy. They can either visit our website by going to shopmyplan.com, or they can text insurance to 57500.
You trust KSL for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the latest traffic, weather, sports, and election coverage, plus breaking news the minute it happens. Listen on the free KSL News Radio app, powered by Any Hour Services, Utah's HVAC, plumbing, drains, and electric experts. Get it now. Text the word app to 57500 or search for KSL News Radio in your app store.
8:59, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, still have the crash that's got the eastbound 87th East exit blocked, so traffic having to go over to 13th East exit, the freeway. So exit at State if you're coming off I-15 or I-80. Otherwise, you're going to have to go to 13th East. And we've got some northbound slowdowns on I-15 scattered between 106th and 7200 South, although no crash on the freeway that I can see causing that. Eric?
Well, it's looking good in Utah County. Northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain, 24 minutes of drive time. The earlier delays between American Fork and Lehigh because of a crash, Lehigh's Main Street, that's all gone. So you're moving at good pace. Heather?
We also have good speeds through Weber and Davis County on all the major freeways. Just a little bit of congestion on some of your city streets. UDOT construction alert. Plan for a long-term closure of 7200 South in Midvale. Westbound 7200 South is closed from I-15 to 700 West through mid-November as part of a road widening project. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Boy, not much of a difference between a daytime high and an overnight low. We're at 45 and only expecting 53 this afternoon.
Coming up next, Dave and Dujanovic here on KSL News Radio. And you have yourself a fine day, Tim Hughes.
Thank you, Amanda. Stand by. It's 9 o'clock.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.